Okay, I'm here to bring out the worst in all of you. The worst in all of you is here. What we do on Saturday, we don't try to bring out the best in you. We bring out the worst. And so you guys, you amateurs, have got a few moments to ask some questions of Ian before the professionals are brought in. Go ahead, whoever can jump in first. Here comes Rock.
I want to know what happened to communicate. Besides the exchange of words, what's going on when we engage with somebody?
11.
New codes. 11 thunder, 11 tarot card. What's the reference there, Ian? Just 11?
The answer is 11.
Your question, Roxy, was what is the relationship? A relationship in general is what you're asking, Roxy?
No, what happens besides the exchange of words when we communicate with somebody?
Ah, that's 11 happens. Is that a frequency, Ian?
No.
Not a frequency when you communicate with somebody. Is it a blocking and merging? 11 heaven? 7-11? Give us a direction.
Whoa. Does it change from unleavened to leaven because you add yeast?
That's a good one. Is that it? You add
no,
yeast?
No, it's venerable.
Oh, that's true. And 1-1. That's two gods, Roxy. 1-1. Two whole units. 1-1. Symbolically.
5 and 6.
What happens when two people communicate? Is that what you're asking, Roxy?
Yes, besides the words change what happening.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question, Mary. Come on, Ian. Should we bring Carolyn in to make loosen Ian up? What do you think, Carolyn? Can you help us get what 11 means?
I like the leavened and unleavened aspect because maybe you have to percolate a bit for communication. It's not going to be just the same all the time. It's just going to be more of a frequency, a rotation, a spin.
Okay, so Ian's going to give another number to another question. We will be inflicted with numbers for the next while until Dr. Dean gets in there. But
as long as we're not afflicted with them.
Yeah, present a question to Ian about this topic. All right, Carol.
Don't afflict, just inflict.
Yeah, don't just up and leave, Carolyn.
when two people communicate, are those two people just communicating with the parts that are equal in them to each other? Ian?
Damn, Ian. Damn you, Ian. Did he get muted again? Did I actually? No, he's not muted.
In other words, do people communicate with each other on just the level where they are feel equality or have the same frequency? Because we talked about that before, Ian. I have voluminous words on the vibrational frequency between people that affects their communication.
If Dr. 11. Dean can't even...
But 11 again?
But 11 again?
But what about frequency? What about that, though, Ian?
What about that, though, frequency?
I know. But what about the frequency, though?
Yeah,
it's 11 frequency, but what about the frequencies?
For example, what is happening in the hypothalamus when we talk with somebody?
11.
Well, there's 1 to 10, and then the cycle begins again. So is a new cycle started at 11?
Those are angles, 11.
It's okay. Angles communicate. There you have something, Roxy. Angles. Angles interact.
Hmm.
No, that's it. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ian is a million dodecahedron angles, so billions is zillions.
Angles
so.
As in the second letter of the acronym WASP?
No.
A, I mean?
No. No, you're way off there. You're silly.
Oh, because I wasn't sure if you said bangles or angles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First letter is A.
No, those are bangles that you wear on your wrists.
How many angles are in...
11.
There are 11 angles in the number 11. Does that mean there are 11 ways that a person communicates with another person?
Yes, 11.
Did you also said something about the angels not wanting us to use mortal language?
That's a good point. And that, yes, we were looking at some notes, and when humans started to get into social communication, way back there, whenever that was, if it could have been, back when our grandkids didn't know us, the getting involved with mortar was one of the major angelic warnings. Now, one third of them said, oh, boy, they're going to get all lost in their media hypnosis, and we'll be able to still be on top. That was one third of the angels. But two-thirds were upset with us beginning our linguistic exchange on a collective level. That's what I was saying, referring to.
Would you say the Finnegan's Wake is sort of coming back to the babbling?
It can come back, but not babbling.
But isn't this exploration of words like...
Hadron Gate.
That's in Britain, isn't it, Ion?
You don't say.
I did. I think I knew what I meant. I think I was right.
There's an awful lot of things written about the number 11 on the Internet. One of the things that it talks about is that it symbolizes disorder, chaos, and judgment in the Bible. And there's 11 kings that were offended by being told something about the truth or something in the Bible. So are you in any way referring to that meaning of 11, Ion?
Turn the chat back on.
Turn the chat back on? Well, that's... if only you communicate, Ion. We'll open it for you. Okay, Bill, open up the chat, please.
11.
Everybody else stay off the chat. Let Ion do a solo there.
Does 11 have to do with something like parallel worlds? Because it's one and one, like parallel?
Hey, Cam.
Well, I told Bill, gave him the panic button, told him to turn the chat on.
Well, it's going to be a panic.
It's going to be a panic?
Chances are.
To talk right, do we have to engage in all these 11 types of communication?
No, just 11.
All right, the chat's on, Ion. Start typing. Waiting for Ion's first communicate. He writes the number 11.
Bob.
Yes.
Let me say one thing, point out. There are a 5 and a 6 in there. This used to be a very favorite number of Frank Zappa's. He would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Think about the pentagram, Star of David. Star of David is 6-pointed. Pentagram is obviously 5-pointed. And I think it's between the 5 and the 6, or the 6 and 5, what I meant by interval. And I have no reference point from Ion's perspective. This is just...
Okay, Corbin, Ion just posted about 22 ones. So that's Zappa. That's Zappa taking off on the guitar solo. 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. Sky Goddess says it's centipede.
Do you remember I told you 11 always appeared to me, like for you 22? I'm like,
yes, and many people, Wendy, that happens to Wendy, to Shan, everybody reports it's 11 showing up at people. That is a common synchronicity. Now I just posted 50 11s with a big smiley at the end of it.
Did you count them?
Yeah, I used my accuracy. Gene says language is time, language is myth, the mythic battle, a battle of clothing. No, Gene, don't use the word myth as like true or not. Sue out there in the East Coast is after 11 comes 22? Question mark.
When we say 11, Ion, is there something like in the music when we hear it, something responds to the tonality? When we use the word 11, are we evoking something that's changing things?
He responds 11.
Even Stephen, 11 is 7.
Yeah, Garan says Ion gets his beer at the 7-Eleven. Ion writes
Ion
11 again. He's repeating
is
himself.
Is the real communication at the cellular level, Ion?
Real communication there, Gene? You sure you want to use that word? We haven't determined what is real yet. Really? It's an ongoing drama of cognition?
I know. It is a good that's a good question, Bob. I don't want to say true. The
no,
most
it's
effective
not even good.
Communication.
It was talking right. Ion's the most what?
The most effective communication at the cellular level.
The ionic. Could be. Wendy says 11 is a master number. Sufodo says it's yes. 11 equals yes. Ion repeats the number 11. Allison says 11 for Ion is through the rhombic dodecahedron.
Has it got anything to do with elves, Ion?
He just keeps responding to everything by putting the number 11.
Elven. It's very elven.
Elvis.
It's elven.
Elves. It was Elvis an elf?
At least he's not these squealy billies, or what are they called?
Squeegee billies, yes.
I don't know what's the name of them. Thank you, honestly.
Squid billies.
Squid billies.
Squid billies.
Okay.
Why do you bring them up? Do they say 11 a lot?
No, because he was entering me with those things all the time. At least now he changed to 11.
And you're still thinking you're the center of the universe here because you see 11 all the time. Roxy thinks, again, it's all about her.
Of course, in my world,
your world. We're here to get out of our world, get outside it. Tim says, Fibonacci sequence, Ion? Randy Knight says, doubles the power of number one, new beginnings in purity. Well, you're just talking about yourself, Randy. You can become a minister or something, go all highfalutin and religious. But Randy, you can go back to theater, Randy, for God's sake. Start acting. Yeah, that's cheap acting when you're a reverend. You're just trying to get an audience, Randy. It's a cheap way to get an audience. You force people to come to you because you make them afraid of death and you comfort them in their funerals. Look at B.B. King. He committed suicide. Another failure. Julie says, is this about B.B. King? Goran goes, no more. He goes, 010101, rather than 111111 going forward. Well, maybe that's the point, Goran. We're no longer trapped in the digital 0101 spinning our wheels. We are going forward.
Okay, that makes the most sense.
Or maybe we are freeing ourselves from this hypnosis from the mortar communication.
Yes. Well, that'd be hard to do on this show. You show you're free by engaging here on any level as long as you call in. We don't want listeners. If you're listening, you're stuck in mortar. If you're making, then you're up there with the squidbillies.
Yes, because you activate other parts of your brain when you talk. It's
as a put-on. Yes.
Just listening.
You saw that in the scientific report you were telling me about?
Yes, I mean, see that we activate all parts of our brain during payday, when we engage,
okay,
when
Roxy,
we listen.
You wanted to be a nun. You got Randy here going, ha, 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 just following my joy, Bob. You know, she wants to be a minister. Save her, Roxy. Tell her what it's like in the church. You went there. It threw you for a loop for 15 years. You were bitter, became a rock star, so pissed off because the nuns didn't treat you right. It wasn't what you thought.
Yes, it's an obsolete institution. It's not going to bring you to completion.
Yeah, Randy's just ignoring Bob knowledge. If you don't go for Bob knowledge, which is how to put on and talk right for the collectivity, you screw up and you go back to some robotic institution. We're very against that, Randy. You're not being an Ionette following a joy. Joy, it's filled with social mortar and cliches of what joy is. You have no idea what joy is. That's what you have to learn. That's the goal here, teach people how to have joy. Not embedded in social mortar. See my last two videos with Roxy that are now posted. Wonderful videos, including a manifesto or maybe just a new blurb for our purpose here.
We have a new channel.
Yes, McLuhan's novel. It's a new channel on YouTube. And somebody, Elijah, says the Squilly Billies have been officially renamed, I guess by you, Roxy. She's an investor in the Squidbilly Enterprise, so she has a say as a shareholder. She will recommend they change their name to the Squilly Billies. Wendy declares, joy finds me now, says Wendy. Yeah, you don't need to follow your path of joy there, Randy. You just let it show up. Randy, You'll never work in this town again if you become a minister. I tell you, this is a serious mistake you're making, Randy. Jean's laughing. She probably encouraged Randy or took the sympathetic view.
Well, no. Bring me up to speed, Bob. Randy's going to become a minister?
Yeah, I don't know how I found out.
Just for Reverend Stang or what?
No, I think a regular minister. She announced it somewhere. And much unhappiness in Mudville ensued. That Randy had gone, I mean, she failed in her acting class, I guess, and decided, well, she learned a few tricks, but not enough to make it into movies or TV shows. She's going to say, well, I can do it at the local church.
She really wants to become a rhapsode.
A rhapsode, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Randy's laughing, but she does say, it's not Roman Catholic. What I am doing would be considered heresy. Oh, she's joining a lesbian church. That's what she's doing, one of these lesbian LGB churches.
A lesbian Roman Catholic church?
No, a lesbian heresy. Or not. Randy's only a lesbian tentatively. It's a probe. She told me that in Maryland. It's a probe. She's basically a raving bisexual, you know, quadrisexual, but she thought she'd just see what's it like to do women by themselves.
Well, I think the Roman Catholic Church needs a lesbian priest, don't you think? It's about time.
They do. Most of them are. Roxy was a lesbian when she went to the nunnery when she was 14. That's why she went there.
Every movie's better by at least one lesbian sex scene.
And Randy says, you guys are cracking me up. Well, Humpty Dumpty didn't work out to him. Don't get too cracked up.
No, but what are you when you engage in
Humpty? He was so high when he fell.
I mean...
All nuns
are supposed to marry Jesus, but we marry non-physicals. So we are beyond lesbians. We are.
Who are you speaking for, Roxy? When you say we?
Chief we staff. All that engage iron.
Yeah, Roxy, chief of staff, she can say we.
Bob, you're engaged?
No. Just to put on there, Ion. I died a long time ago. I'm not even hanging around for my friends anymore. Of this pure probe, 24/7.
So, Ion, Bob said that this 111 business could be that you're saying that the digital programming of the 010101, now you've obfuscated that, got rid of the zero, and it's all about one, which is us. Is that correct?
No.
That's a nice try.
Yeah, I told you, Carol. I took a guess. I'm sinking with Ion.
At least I'm trying.
Yeah. We can't fault you, but you know, take it like a girl and take it like a woman shopping in a store.
Do all ones mean yes, 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 and there's no no's? If zero is no and one is yes, is
no.
All yeses now? No.
Does repeating the number 11 activate something?
Maybe.
If it does, I'd like to know what it is.
Y'all, doesn't this just remind you of a good old series of What's My Line with Kitty Carlisle, y'all trying to figure it all out, and the answer's 11. The answer is 11. Now figure out the question.
What's one and one?
11.
When we see the number 11, is it a marker in time? Is it a marker for us? Is there something significant?
Nice if there was only time, but I guess you marvelous when you create time.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, yeah.
Well, that was nice. Okay, let's go to the beach.
I'd like to know what happens when you talk to us.
You mean what's the exchange frequency, Roxy?
For example, being activated or what's happening in our brain or...
Yeah, and us.
What's the difference between engaging a person, human, and engaging non-physical? Is there a difference?
Yeah, answer those. Those are good questions, Ion.
They're excellent. 11.
Let's get Ion back on the Bible or talking about the ISL. He'll change his tune. When you get him on his topic, he ain't going to say 11. So... I think, Karen, we will take over.
Well, just one more thing. When you're saying 11 ion, do you mean the written word 11 or 1-1?
Is there a difference?
Yeah, when I look at them as their type, they look different.
Well, maybe Brian's got something to say. You got something, Brian? Can you get us out of this cul-de-sac?
I didn't know you were in a cul-de-sac. Let's talk about some redshift. Don't all stars have redshift? I remember in Relay we was talking about like a dwarf star maybe in the solar system, and
right.
We was talking about redshift moves away, it's moving away, blue shift is moving towards you, but I come across some stuff saying that's a bunch of crap. The redshift is just something going on with the photons being broken apart into electron, positron, and the light is being bent. And because the light is being bent, instead of going in a straight line, it produces a redshift. I believe they call it a dipole redshift.
What do you say to that, Ion? 11?
11.
Now, he just 11. Posted 11, Brian, and he put a laughing, manic laughing icon beside it. Ion is pulling your yank. He's yanking your chain there, people, fake people.
What do you mean? Like the whole thing, the big fucking charade or what?
Yeah, that's right, the whole thing, the big fucking joke.
Yeah, you didn't name it Dupes and Non-Physical for nothing, did you, Bob?
No, that's true, Brian. Very good, Brian. That's why Brian never goes there. So I then put the spy icon beside 11. I think he's going to go through each icon. Kyle says 11 triggers our DNA to remember we live in holographic universe. We don't live in a holographic universe, Kyle. Come on. You're just taking up the latest social mortar metaphor for bullshit. Jeez. I mean, people fall for
bullshit.
Everything.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Cotton Eye Joe.
Does 11 refer to the 11th ring in the angel diagram?
Certainly could.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you remember what's in ring 11, Bob?
Valence and the balance. Balance, valence, something like that.
No, that's 12 and 13. 13. Those many numbers, Carolyn. I think it's look up Sasha's email.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, I just sent Sasha's notes on that the other day to her.
Okay, I got it. Ring 11.
It's a mini numbers? What do they call it?
7 crown jewels, medieval iconography for secret societies.
Secret empires. Okay. Secret empire talk. Ion's getting at the collapse of the empires today. They're all going down after the great May 29th anniversary yesterday. May 29th, Mae Brussels' birthday, Bob Hope's birthday, John Kennedy, President Kennedy's birthday, John Hinckley, who shot Reagan's birthday, and the day Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest, and the day I toppled Robert Anton Wilson in 1993 on KPFK, May 29th. I think Ian's registering the incredible breakthrough.
2-9 is 11.
That's right. 2-9 is 11. Ooh, I think I hit it. Well, what's the year? This is 2015, Carolyn. That's 21355 is 8, and 8's only 3 digits away from 11. That's closer than 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
2 and 4, 3, 8 and 7, 8, 9.
And May is the 5th month, and 8 and 5 are 13.
Cinco de Mayo.
And 11 is 24.
And 30 is 2 and 9 is 8. It's in your inbox.
And this. Hey, this is our 11th anniversary of being in Maui. June 1st, 2nd or so, we flew to Maui 11 years ago. That's what's going on, Counts, the 11th anniversary.
Bob, we've only been here 7 years.
What's the difference? 7, 11? You see it confused all the time. That works.
Okay, so there's only two sentences under Ring 11. The 7 crown jewels, bracket, medieval iconography for secret societies, bracket, and then loops. With ring 4-7 thunders, so it loops back to ring 4.
Oh, and what's that one? That's the vise. Which one is that? Not the winds.
That's Zabat, HIVZ. The 7 letters representing the 7 thunders, the 7 crown jewels. Medieval politics.
No, that's 11. Just
no,
go to ring
4 is what I'm saying. Zabathiz. 7 letters represent the 7 thunders, 7 crown jewels, new heart, new body, no mind, new name.
And 7 and 4 is 11. No, it has nothing to do with it. It was 11 and 4.
No, from 9
and
11. Not.
11 take away 4 is 7, which gets you into the center of the rings.
So, yeah, everybody should be getting the Revelation series to know what we're talking about here.
I think this is more composing. I think Ian's composing along the lines that Roxy's looking for. This is verbal composition. It's electronic music, verbally. It's ticky 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 ticky, 1 1 1 1 1 ticky 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 ticky. That's what they do on their iPads. They make digital music and it sounds like that.
Yeah, you played one of those songs tonight.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, kind of a techno music.
Synesthesia?
Don't know, but it was very ticky ticky.
Yeah, that was donated by Roxy. Yeah, Timber. That was a big one.